Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The left fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheriff Blake. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sheriff Blake. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Burley Grimes. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Burley Grimes. And now, play ball. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Heathcote reaches second base with a double. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel takes first base on ball four. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Bartel goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Pirates. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive towards short. Wright reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Gooch moves to third. It's 2-0, Pirates. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. Gooch scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Pirates. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wehner moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnhart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards second. McGuire scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heathcote for the out. McGuire moves to third. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Scott reaches second base with a double. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gooch bunts towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. One out. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. Grimes moves to second. It's 4-0, Pirates. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grimes moves to third. Wehner moves to second. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Grimes scores. Wehner moves to third. Wehner moves to second. It's 5-0, Pirates. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barnhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wehner scores. Wehner scores. Wright moves to second. It's 7-0, Pirates. Hal Carlson now pitching. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-2 in the game. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats English for the out. Hartnett moves to second. Two outs. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wehner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Grimes moves to third. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb, who is chasing the ball. Bartel reaches third base with a triple. Webb throws the ball into Carlson, who tags Bartel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Grimes scores. Wehner scores. It's 9-0, Pirates. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Beck reaches second base with a double. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beck moves to third. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heathcott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beck scores. McGuire moves to third. It's 9-1, Pirates. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Right fields it and throws to second for the out. McGuire scores. One out. It's 9-2, Pirates. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Webb moves to second. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Webb scores. It's 9-4, Pirates. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Joe Kelly pinch hits for Hal Carlson. Joe Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Holly now pitching. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wehner. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, English applying the tag. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Barnhart hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-3 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to third. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wright scores. Trainer moves to third. It's 10-4, Pirates. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hartnett to English covering second. The throw back to home, and Trainer is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimes for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Wainer moves to second. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Wainer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Webb strikes out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Barnhart takes first base on ball 4. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett fires to first and picks off Barnhart. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm McMillan pinch hits for Ed Holly. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Beck strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.